Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. You know what I said yesterday about getting enough sleep? We're breaking a record here, Bethany. In about... Let me adjust my mic level here.
Okay. One quick question about the audio equipment.
We haven't even started yet.
I know.
Yeah. Yes, I do have it in the right input this time. Yes, don't
worry. Sure?
Yes.
It's not also picking up via
the top. I am sure.
Okay. Good.
Although you probably hear the ice machine.
Hey, don't get the microphone wet.
That was a bad idea. All right. What was your question?
That was my question.
Okay. Got it. Well, that was a statement.
Well, I started with "Do you?" and you were like, "Yes." Have the audio equipment set setting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay.
That was my question.
So
But I do have another question.
5 minutes and 15. No, 5 minutes, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10 seconds. We will be podcasting at 1 o'clock in the morning, and that is a new record.
Really?
That was not our intention, once again, ladies and gentlemen. But we are dedicated. We're doing daily podcast coverage, and you had to wash some clothes, so we're stuck here anyway.
Wait.
Hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
I was going to ask the audience to guess where we were.
Okay.
Audience?
Well, I kind of hinted.
Yeah.
Hear that sound? Can't tell if the mic's picking it up or not. Not really. we're down on the bottom floor of the Clarion Inn and Suites, Orlando, Florida, day two, Star Wars Celebration 6.
Yeah, I just realized we were starting the podcast like Jillian Michaels starts hers.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've complained about this before, too. We're just rambling, and I haven't even introduced myself. I'm Riley Bland.
I think it's because it's 1 a.m. Yeah. I am Bethany Bland.
And we are
glad
that you decided to tune into our continuing coverage. Again, we're going
to
be talking about day two of Star Wars Celebration and our experiences here. Without a doubt, hands down, the absolute best convention day, single day, I've ever had. It was a collection of awesome sauce, and we don't have time to go into all of it. We're just going to kind of recap.
We are here to talk about all of it.
We will be here until tomorrow morning. 7 hour podcast. No, we won't. But I don't really know where to go from here. We got to talk to we slept in this morning, which is nice, which I assure you we will be doing tomorrow morning. And
since the convention center itself doesn't open until 10 a.m., you know.
Yeah, which is nice. First panel's not until 10:30. And so I'm looking forward to that one. It's the big Clone Wars panel tomorrow. But today, the reason it was the best is because it was a combination of the panels, which were incredible, and most of the ones that I went to, I was looking forward to, but I was like, I'll enjoy it, but I'm waiting for the big Season 5 premiere. Mm-hmm. Which we saw, which was awesome. But really, the panels were amazing, too. We started off with the Clone Wars voice actor panel, which,
fun.
We recorded all these panels, and we'll be staggering out, releasing them in some form or fashion, whether it's highlights or whether it's the full thing. I'm very pleased with. We've got pretty good audio quality on all of them using the digital audio recorder we've got here, which is nice. But the Clone Wars voice actor panel was good.
Do you have the schedule with you so that we can look at it as a reference for our show notes?
I've got it on my iPod.
Thank you.
But yeah. I can remember for the most part. It's the thing that non-panel things that I can't remember. But that was great. And I won't go into too much detail other than to say, since we'll be releasing it later, James really went above and beyond to make it unique and special. And instead of just it being a bunch of audience question, which, you know, God bless people at conventions who ask audience questions, but a lot of times they get extremely repetitive.
But I believe what I had started to say was what I don't want to do with this episode is just say, oh, we went to this panel, then we went to the next, and then we went to the next, and you didn't get to go. But it was to kind of tell you some of the highlights from each panel from our perspective anyway.
Yep.
And I think one interesting news tidbit out of the voice actors panel was Matt Lanter said that he and Ashley Eckstein were pulled aside secretly at one of the recording sessions, and they recorded a separate Anakin and Ahsoka session. And he said this after someone had asked a question about the fate of Ahsoka, pretty much. They had hinted around at it. So when Matt said this, Ashley looked pretty nervous. And I'm thinking, what happens in season 5 that would be so secretive that Matt Lanter and Ashley Eckstein were pulled aside to secretly record something? I mean, James Arnold Taylor didn't know about this. Dee Bradley Baker didn't know about this. Tom Kane didn't know about
scrubbing
this.
Scrubbing bubbles commercial. No.
Maybe.
Yeah, that was a good news highlight. I love just, but James put a lot of, I think I was saying this before we were drunkenly interrupted instead of rudely interrupted, James, yes, James really put a lot of effort into making it a unique situation. That's what I was saying by people who just ask questions. They're asked, well, is Ahsoka going to die in season 5? I mean, it's kind of a running gag at this point. Yeah. And you ask a lot of the same questions that aren't particularly, Mr. Filoni, I love the Clone Wars. I love this episode. In this situation, will this character do something with this in season 5? And they're so specific. And they're fan questions, but that's really not what these panels are good for. You're not trying to find out specific scoops of information. We'll get to the Clone Wars panel tomorrow, but this is the voice actors panel, and James really did a great job of moderating perspective into it, some inside perspective into it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And that made it a big difference for its entertainment value, and we had a great time. And, you know, Celebration 5, the main stage, was probably only about half full this time, almost a packed house for the voiceover panel. Where was I?
Your money's worth.
Yes, my money's worth comes at about 11 o'clock, usually, each day, where, whereas... we still today had the Star Wars Detours panel. Then we had, of course, an hour with Anthony Daniels swung by Inside the Forcecast panel. And then we had the Clone Wars red carpet, season 5, premiere, which was incredible. And then we got in Mark Hamill by hook or by crook. Long story, but that's a brief introduction to our day. The next panel that we did, one thing you mentioned, Bethany, is trying not to just say, well, this panel, this happened. And today's experience has certainly been, one of the reasons that made it the best was not because of the sequential level of awesome panels, but was also the, being able to, the camaraderie and sharing it with, friends that we've made. And not just friends from a distance, so to speak, of people that we want to say hi to at a convention, but, also friends that, we want actually hang out with in line and spend a couple hours together just having fun talking, sharing meals together. We just had dinner. And so today, yeah, big shout out a lot. The Wampus LeClaire, the Wampus Lair, Carl LeClaire and Jason Hunt. We hung out with a lot today and that was fun. The U Cantina guys, William, who's kind enough to get us seats, in the front row. I couldn't believe it. The digital stage seating thousands of people. We're in the front row. That was kind of surreal.
Front row for what?
Oh, I'm talking about the Clone Wars premiere. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, Bethany walked out of the room while I was talking to myself. Huh? Talking to myself. Get it? James Arnold Harris.
Yes, I grabbed the schedule so that I can see what we actually did today.
Yes.
Because you're going very not sequentially.
Sue me. Let's see. But yeah, it was the Clone Wars premiere was great, but you're right, because I jumped up to the Clone Wars premiere. Star Wars Detours panel, the trailer's already online. People have seen it. Of course, people are already hating on it. I told Bethany a minute ago when we got in the hotel room, I need to remember not to check any Star Wars fan websites because during something like this, because it only spoils the fun because people are so negative online, unfortunately. But that's the way it goes. Yeah.
Well, there's a difference in the experience when you're watching these things.
Are you kidding?
Online.
Yeah, 2,700 people that fit in the Chapin Theater or whatever it is, close to that number, and every single one of them screaming and cheering and laughing.
We have the euphoria of an extremely excited crowd,
shared experience,
and a charismatic host and guests who've flown from all over the country to talk about their show for you. So you know you're really excited about it.
I don't know how many people I've already seen a line talking about the continuity of Star Wars Detours, and I just shut up. It's not meant to be in continuity. It's not.
Honestly, I think Seth Green may have been saying that just to mess with people
Seth Green said, yeah, and everything we do is canon. And of course, some of their bits include a 15-year-old Leia with a 32-year-old Han Solo in the same clip. You know, it's not supposed to be taken seriously. It's just a fun Robot Chicken-ish thing. And it was. Yeah. It was hilarious. Seth Green's an amazing guy and the talent, and it's basically... Star Wars Detours just seems like a Robot Chicken.
Like it will be a very good comedy show, but it's definitely
a big budget Robot Chicken.
It's definitely the opposite of what you would think of, say, Star Wars 1313, which is the more mature audience, darker, more underworld theme. And this is definitely just lighthearted. I mean, you've got the creator of Robot Chicken there. I expect the fun, lighthearted humor, the sarcastic edge to it sometimes. And
yep.
Stormtrooper?
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 I've already done that, by the way. There are a bunch of escalators here.
I know. That was so much fun.
Yeah. You can't resist.
We were heading with a group of people to one of the panels, and we were all going up the escalator, and Riley was at the very top.
I have a donut.
He was a bit ahead of us.
Sorry, and continue.
So Riley immediately turns around and goes down the down escalator while we're going up still, and he goes by, and he says, Stormtrooper? Stormtrooper?
Yep.
And we all die laughing. And everyone around us does, too, because they've all seen it, which is really cool feeling.
But
usually, if you make a Star Wars joke, your friends who are with you get it. Everyone else in the area just kind of looks over at you like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? And that's definitely not the case at Celebration. And the community feeling of it, I guess, is one of the best things.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I think not to... I think some people who wish that they could come are already feeling badly because they can't be here. So when they hear news break, they're more inclined to be anxious about it.
Hmm.
I
didn't think about it that way, but that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people, just because you're on the internet, that inherently makes you a troll. I'm just saying that's true.
It's a conundrum.
I'm going to keep eating my donut.
Yeah.
Star Wars Detours, yum. It makes any news delicious.
You know what? Seth Green is an entertainer by nature. He comes on the stage and just owns it. They made a joke about James Arnold Taylor not being on. James Arnold Taylor came out to introduce them and then left. So they made a joke about him being kidnapped and tied up in the back, and they actually pulled James Arnold Taylor out on a dolly, if you know what a dolly is, and pretended like he was all tied up and gagged and everything. But Seth Green just owned the stage.
Mm. It happened to Sam Matzenreich and the director, Todd, what's his name? And then they brought out a number of talented cast and crew from the event, and Billy Dee Williams is in it. So, I mean, great news, but we won't go over the news. That will be, I mean, everybody's already blazing the stuff on Twitter. And again, guys, this is not, we're not trying to do comprehensive coverage.
What was your favorite part about the clips?
Oh, the Catherine Tabor's Princess Leia, brat Princess Leia. Because you gotta get that idea in The New Hope when she's like, Darth Vader.
Only
you could be so bold.
Only you could be.
Only you could be so bold. It's a test bold, yes. I can't do it. I can't do it remotely.
Well, I can see that. As Seth Green said, you know, she's growing up as royalty. And as a teenager, she is a princess who's already representing a world. So she has all of this confidence and power and background. And yet, you know, she's a teenager.
Who should I take to the prom?
Todd is totes. Double plus cute.
No, ma'am. My fake dad might approve of him.
What about Kip?
Yeah, I should totes date Kip.
Kip's actually my boyfriend.
Cracknels for the ladies.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm allergic to pepper.
I had to play that.
The bratty teenager Princess Leia. Oh my goodness.
Oh wow. Yeah. That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
But it looks like a lighthearted, fun show. Nothing too deep like the Clone Wars in terms of in-depth commentary. And I do think there's that room, and that even already with the Clone Wars and it's going into its fifth season, there's already that room and appetite that I think the Star Wars community is ready for the next dramatic realization on either the small or big screen of Star Wars. I don't know what it's going to be,
yeah.
But it's not going to be 1313, I'll tell you
that.
Well, and before the Detours panel, there was also the Del Rey panel, and we did not attend.
They announced
that,
a bunch of stuff.
Aaron Goins.
Go to Twitter. You guys will find it.
Well, I'm particularly excited about everything, I guess.
So they
I was going to pick one, but they have a Janus Solo trilogy.
Sword of the Jedi. Yeah. And that struck my interest.
Yeah, that did strike my interest.
And then they had, but what was more interesting to me, from what Aaron said, and again, this is just what we even heard on the con floor, which is, of course, not always 100% reliable, but in this case it is. And it was, Aaron was covering that panel and he told us about, I don't believe it was a duology. It may have been, but it was two books, one focused on Luke and one on Leia.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, are you having a hard time with that name now?
Leia?
Yes. But as Seth Green said, and what this, remembering his quote actually led me to remember the Del Rey panel that we didn't attend and the news behind it, and that is, Star Wars is such a large universe. It has room for so many different aspects. For you people, I guess, who live in this world, I guess it's not you people.
Who live in Star Wars?
No, who live on this earth.
On Tatooine.
We are all earthlings. Wow, this podcast is getting weird.
It's late.
This world is fairly large. And there are so many different cultures and people and languages and beliefs and religions and philosophies in it. And you're going to disagree with some. You may really can't stand some. You may tolerate others. You may love others. You may just kind of, whatever, they exist. But Star Wars is kind of the same. It's a huge universe, and it's been expanded upon in many different directions. And I feel like Detours is taking a route that hasn't been taken in a while, and something that I think all of us will find something to enjoy in.
Well, at least has never been taken from the point of view of or perspective of Lucasfilm.
True, but I guess it has been done before, but mainly by fans or Robot Chicken Bits or John Stewart Bits. So yes. But I'm looking forward to a lot of stuff that's coming out Star Wars wise. After that panel, though, after the super secret Star Wars panel with Todd, Seth, and Matt is what the official title was. Everyone just called it the Detours panel.
Anthony Daniels.
We did Anthony Daniels.
I'm just going to say this now. Can't really describe it. We will just have to play you some highlights. I can't even really play the whole thing because it's very visual. And, for those of you who are at C2E2 when he did his one, kind of one man variety show, that was, crazy.
Yes.
Absolutely crazy.
Anthony Daniels is quite the stage presence, and he also really interacts with the crowd well, pulls them in on the panel, is always, I think he stayed on the stage less time than he actually stayed in the crowd, moving around, talking to people, pulling them in. And yet at the same time, he was still talking about everything that you would want to hear. He wasn't just, oh, hey, how are you? Who are you? And let's talk about a few things now.
Wow. The trailer was uploaded literally 8 hours ago on Star Wars that simultaneously from Detours. Were we still talking about Detours?
No, we were talking about Anthony Daniels.
I'm sorry. That was a squirrel
moment.
No, that's
fine.
I absolutely
apologize.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize.
No, it's fine.
I was looking at the computer and pulling up the trailer because it's already at nearly 100,000 hits. 100,000.
Two things that I've noticed about this celebration so far that are different than the last one.
Yes.
To go off on a side tangent, and then we'll get back to Anthony Daniels. One, when they have news, they tend to release it online about as quickly as it's getting into the panel.
That's new.
I think
officially.
They've realized that.
That 30 copies of the new Clone Wars trailer will all be uploaded to 40 different websites.
Yes.
Where people will see it. And
then it will be
poor
linked and downloaded and put on different servers and put up in other places. And Lucasfilm will have a hassle trying to chase it down and lock it down. Because that's what the official word has been, you know, chase it, lock it down. So instead, they seem to have been releasing a lot of the news. And that is a really smart,
or at least clips, although they haven't put out the Clone Wars trailer yet, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Anthony Daniels, great. We will play clips from it, but
yeah,
it's late, so we're gonna have to get through the rest quickly, Bethany. That just occurred to me.
Okay. Well, I'm having fun, but it is past one.
The question is, when we're waiting in line for the big Clone Wars panel tomorrow.
Right. But the other thing was, this celebration, they're not seating people ahead of time before the panel. So say you have 2,000
Can we
people.
Just pause for a second and say,
yes.
Boo. They're literally queuing up 2,500 people for the main stage for these big panels. And then they start filing 2,000 people into a room.
5 minutes before the panel
starts. 2 minutes before.
Or right as the panel is supposed to start. Or even in the case of Mark Hamill, 15 minutes after the panel is supposed to begin. Now, in that case, maybe Mark Hamill
was
delayed or something.
And this wasn't the case at C5.
But at C5, they would put you in the room. They would start filing the line into the room to be seated 20 to 30 minutes beforehand, because they realized that to get 2,500 people seated and from one area all in the line into the room, that it would take 20 to 30 minutes to seat everyone, have everything ready. And then they would use the DJ and other stage hosts entertain the crowd.
Those poor guys are sitting there for like 40 minutes trying to entertain people while they're sitting.
Yes, let's do the wave.
It's like this part. How many times are you going to do the wave until it gets old? Or play a Journey songs?
Yeah.
But it's reliably entertaining. We went to the Clone Wars premiere. Amazing stuff. We won't talk about that in detail on this podcast, but suffice to say, Season 5.
We also hit of the end of Inside the Force cast.
Yes, that was fun. Saw Stephen Stanton with the
full Captain Tarkin get up on.
That was pretty cool.
Looked awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what was it? Then there was also the premiere, which of course I mentioned William a while ago, got us great seats. Huge shout out to him. I gave him on Twitter. Also give him here. William, you're awesome. And the season five, amazing stuff. We saw the last two episodes of season four, of course, the Darth Maul episodes leading up to this episode, which, had a great grand climactic duel at the end, as I'm sure many of you would guess. Some very surprising, and violent levels that the Clone Wars has gone to, but rarely. Yeah. So continuing that tradition, very dark. And Hondo Nako is well featured and very humorous. I love that guy. And then of course the big part though was the trailer at the end where they showed the big trailer for season 5.
I suppose,
and
that, Riley, do you want to talk about
let's talk about the trailer stuff tomorrow in line for the panel.
The first we'll talk about
if we can
first
grab some other people.
Season 5 and the trailer, and we'll also have to give a lot of spoiler warnings for that too, because actually we do have some pretty interesting events.
But grab some sleep tonight, and then hopefully maybe some people that we'll meet tomorrow in line, we can break out the recording stuff to all talk about it in greater detail.
That's why I love how anywhere we walk in this convention, we can hardly go somewhere without bumping into someone we know.
That's cool.
And
that's
it's really neat. I mean,
what was the
I've gotten to know so many Star Wars fans since Celebration 5, and it's been really fun hanging out with them. Also, we did barely make it into the Mark Hamill panel.
Yes, can we just end with that story?
Sure.
All right. So,
hey, how long have we been running?
We have, who knows, 24 minutes.
Okay.
Plus awkward interruptions, plus Riley questionably possibly muting his mic, plus whatever else. It's just, ladies and gentlemen, this
we
is
how it goes. We
failed
tonight.
No, we'll let you be the judge of that, listener. Mark Hamill panel. We got out of the Clone Wars Season 5. We immediately washed over. We're going to get in line. We're so excited. We're going to podcast in line to talk about Clone Wars. Woo! Or shall I say, beep! as is my want. I love, this is my new thing, is the NASCAR yell. Anyway. Listen for it at convention, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to the podcast.
Why is that the NASCAR yell?
Because it sounds like it's like, beep, NASCAR!
Okay.
No, yes, I don't know. I think it's funny.
I think it's funny. I'm not sure
but
NASCAR yet.
We raced over, and of course the evil people that everybody loves to hate, I feel sorry for the poor souls, or the volunteer staff and the green t-shirts. And they all have New Jersey accents for some reason. Or at least in my mind, they do. Everybody over here, no more. I can't do a New Jersey accent. Okay. But it's like, everybody, no. The line, the queue hall is full.
no more seats for Mark Hamill. And of course, as 2,000 people file out of the Clone Wars screening, that's kind of sad because most of them were probably going to Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Like, no, no. But so we gathered up with some, with friends and lollygagged around and funny story, Steve Glosson, Geek Out Loud, geekoutpodcast.com. For those of you at the Frontlines panel, you know that. That was a very small inside joke. I just realized. But we hung out and we're like, well, what do we do? Should we wait and just see? Because we all really want to see Mark Hamill. And we ended up doing so.
So there was a huge queue line of an extra
probably 100 people waiting after they're saying, and these are people who are just sticking around.
Yeah, these are just dedicated souls who've been told there's no way you're getting in.
They've been told multiple times. They're doing it anyway.
In the hopes that it might
but
be.
But at the end, you know, 30 minutes after the panel was supposed to be starting, they started filing some people in, 10 people at a time, and the line moved a little bit, at which point everybody goes...
And we rushed.
And everybody rushes into
the line.
And they let the last 50, 60 people in that were up there, wrapped it up, let everybody in, and there were still about 20, 30 seats.
We made it into the
top,
last...
like, three rows.
Yeah, we made it into the last...
And Mark Hamill.
30-ish seats.
Into equals Mark awesome.
Hamill. And Mark Hamill walked in about a minute and a half after we did, which, if you know anything about panels, usually you, for a large panel like that, you try to be seated 20 to 30 minutes early. Again, like Celebration.
Yeah. But long story short, they started late, and we heard the whole thing. Recorded it. You'll hear the Mark Hamill panel. You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. but that was great. Let me think here. But I guess that was a moment where, you know, this day really couldn't get any better. Riding a big high, going off of one sequential awesome reveal / panel after another. Tomorrow's a big day. We got to get up early, and they've got the Clone Wars panel. Who knows what they're going to talk about? They've got some more clips to show, I know.
Yeah.
And everybody will be even more excited. I'm sure they'll show that trailer again. The trailer. Oh, I can't wait to talk about the trailer. Public Commandos, Obi-Wan, Darth Maul in a Mandalorian suit. Amazing. But I want to do a quick shout out, Bethany.
Yes.
Because I knew I'd forget. You're looking at me because I forgot. In the craziness of the convention environment, I forgot. But for our convention coverage of Celebration 6, including all of these daily episodes, we want to thank our sponsor, Toy Hut. You guys know them. They're awesome. Yes. ToyHut.com. With two D's. In case I haven't mentioned that.
They are where you can find every action figure and toy that you could ever dream of, and they will send them to you packaged and shipped with care. Have you ever been frustrated when you order some toy?
Have you ever been frustrated buying Star Wars toys? Well, look no further than ToyHut.com.
Yes, but Bob and the crew there, they care about the toys because they are collectors themselves. So it's not just merchandise to them because they are collectors and they know the individual value of the collectibles that they sell. And they take pride in taking care of them and shipping them to you so that they will arrive whole and not with heads or arms or legs or lightsabers missing.
Certainly.
So this is one thing I love about Toy Hut. They are true fans. It's not like, While Walmart is a great place, you kind of get the idea sometimes that that's where toys go to die.
Walmart, Schmalmart.
Because you see the little kids
they take care of their people. But yeah, definitely, ToyHut.com. Head over to there. We'll link to them, as we always do, from the Star Wars Report. And just click through from StarWarsReport.com when you're doing your regular Star Wars action figure shopping. Don't go through eBay. I know you want to go for that ridiculously overpriced, resold, exclusive from the something-something booth down on the Celebration floor that's, you know, a bajillion dollars. Do yourself a favor and buy yourself and then 50 kids this Christmas. Buy them Star Wars toys from ToyHut.com. It'll be cost you the same as that ridiculously expensive exclusive that's being sold by that jerk who bought 5 of them and is now selling them on eBay. Mm-hmm. ToyHut.com. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever been frustrated when trying to buy an exclusive from a convention? Anyway, I can't do it anymore. ToyHut.com, we'd want to thank them for supporting the Star Wars Report, and they're here.
We haven't met them yet. 2 days in the con, and we've been literally looking for them several times.
What's funny is by the diorama workshop, different people.
They're like, "Yeah, hey, Bob, yeah. I used somewhere." So, Bob, you're listening to this, and the crew at Toy Hut. Thank you guys so much, and we'll find you somewhere.
I know it's been funny.
By George,
we ask people at the convention center, "Hey, have you seen Bob from Toy Hut?" And they're like, "He was just here, but no, he left like a couple minutes ago." And then, you know, 3 hours later, "Hey, have you seen Bob or his crew from Toy Hut?" And they're like, no, well, we saw him about 15 minutes ago. He's planning on coming back later. But yeah.
Yeah.
Fun times.
You have been listening to the Star Wars Report episode 54 in the can. 54 of these things. By the time we get through this.
Celebration 6, exactly. 2012. There, I'm picking it up from you.
I know.
Oh. I have one more story to tell.
Not one, not two, not three, but four, ladies and gentlemen. O's. What? Orlando.
I was so excited during the Clone Wars premiere. And we were just waiting there with the audience. And,
you sound excited.
Matt Lanter walked up and he sat down and it's like.
Next to you.
No, yeah. Not next to me. No. But he sat
sounds
down.
Sounds good
I was
for
like,
the story.
Wow, you know, I could almost just stand over and tap him on the shoulder, which would be entirely creepy, but it's actually possible in this scenario, which is an odd feeling.
You would not be the only one who was thinking about doing that to poor Matt Lanter.
Yes,
in the Clone Wars voice actors panel, he's just here. And Matt Lanter and all the women scream. he's got the unit, the 90210
I guess
look
this
style,
is kind
but,
of
yeah.
treading on the territory that we'll once talk to about the Clone Wars, but I did want to tell this story real quick, and
yeah.
maybe we'll retell it.
Yeah, but thanks guys for tuning into this episode, and 54 of them. What? You finished the story.
No, I didn't. I started it.
It's 1:31 in the morning. Yes, you finished the story.
No, I didn't finish the story.
What?
No, but what I was going to say was.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, come on.
What were you going
now
to say? What were you going to say?
I got the crowd to start yelling Star Wars.
Oh,
that
my
was
goodness.
So much fun.
I
love
ladies
that.
And gentlemen, I can't believe I forgot to say this. I will leave you guys with this. Picture this. Over 2,000 people, Star Wars, Clone Wars fans, sitting down, waiting, as celebrities begin to progressively come down to the VIP section, where we are seated in fact. Cool
mm-hmm.
thing. And every
front
time someone
row,
comes
in, fact.
Did I mention that? Yeah, anyway. And as Dave Filoni comes in, everybody cheers. As Sam Witwer come in, everybody
yes,
cheers.
Yes, everyone screams.
You better believe
Sam
it.
Witwer.
Bethany, I turn around and I hear in the distance, I say 1, 2, 3, say Star Wars. And I'm like, wait, that voice sounds familiar. And I turn around and 10 rows behind me, facing this crowd of 2,000 people, is my dear sister. Yes, I use the word deer, saying, 1, 2, 3, Star Wars! And there are literally 200 or 300 people all within earshot of her screaming out, Star Wars!
Oh, that was fun.
And I thought, who is this person? And, yeah. No, that was fun. All right,
that was fun. Also,
and remember, many Bothans died.
Yeah. There is footage of this.
There, oh, that's right.
At some point,
Steve,
this will probably be online.
I'm putting that out there. Steve recorded it. We'll hold him to it. We're getting a hold of that recording. It's going up on Facebook. 2,000 people, ladies and gentlemen. 2,000 people. All right, we will talk to you very soon, and thank you so much for tuning in to our continuing Celebration 6 coverage. Day 2, episode 54 of the Star Wars Report is in the can.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, many Bothans died.
And remember, we will try not to record again at 1:30.
And remember,
we'll try to make more sense.
And remember,
may the Force be with you.
And remember,
always,
many Bothans die to bring you this podcast. I was wondering who Manny Bothans was.